Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live once again, broadcasting. And this is Delaware's only show where you can keep it real and express yourself how you feel without being censored or cut off. Well, you've seen what's been going on in the news media, everything with the Trump. I don't even think we heard anything too much about Hillary Clinton, but that's all right. Got to deal with what's ahead of us, this whole Trump presidency. Now, you know, my main topic is to get the word out about what's going on in our own Delaware, which is Governor Markell and everything that's been transpiring since my daughter's since my daughter ran away. To be honest, the chief of staff, you know how they're trying to pick the chief of staff for how Trump is trying to pick the chief of staff for himself right now between the two guys, Revis and Steve. It's pretty much how Governor Markell has been handling his whole situation down here in Delaware. Pretty much doesn't want to speak to any of the constituents, any of the people, the citizens. All he wants to do is run messages through his chief of staff. So the chief of staff are their right-hand man. They know everything that's going on with their elected officials. So it just makes a lot of sense of what's been going on. But I want to hear from her own mouth, Drury Finnell, if in fact Governor Markell is the one who's been stating stating what you've been stating in the emails that you've been writing to me personally, telling me to move on and the vote is final and nothing can be done about it. It's definitely something that can be done about it. You just refuse to help the citizens of Delaware, pretty much. You refuse to help me. And I refuse to just sit by and take that as an answer, because that's definitely not an answer. That might be your answer, but that's not the answer that I'm looking for, because I know it's definitely something that can be done. One thing you have to know, people, you cannot just sit and allow tell you anything, because at the end of the day, we all have rights, and we all have to fight for our rights and have to fight for what's right, because that's all. I mean, you see what's going on now. All they do is say this, oh, I'm for the people, this, that, third, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. It truly, truly does not happen. I mean, it's all about getting in that political race or whatever you want to call it. You're for the political parties, not the people. As far as I'm concerned, they're for the people, for the political parties, not the people. We need some real people who are for the people, because Lord have mercy. I mean, when are we going to have a candidate that is truly for the people? Even Donald Trump. I mean, the man, he's backtracking already on some of the things that he promised some of his supporters as far as when it comes to the Obamacare. He's not getting rid of the Obamacare. He's going to have to keep it. It's a law, period. And even some of the other stuff. But I don't want to get too sidetracked with the whole Trump presidency. I mean, that's a big factor. But either way, people, it's going to be what it's going to be. I feel the pain of the protesters. I mean, I commend you, the protesters. Continue to do what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you have a right to freedom of speech and you have the right to express yourself. He's not your president. He's not your president. I feel you now. I feel you. I feel you. Just Lord have mercy. That's all I can say. Just going to have to continue to pray on that one. Excuse me.
definitely got to continue to pray on that one. And I heard what Dave Chappelle said on SNL. Give him a chance. Just give him a chance. Give him a chance to do what? In the world, do you want to get the chance for this man to do? Now. Need to, for those votes to be recalled, those votes to be rescinded, need these people to wake up and smell the coffee that this was a rigged election. He was over there talking about, oh, if I don't win, I'm going to sue to get the votes recalled or whatever. Why are he quiet? Oh, he was guaranteed something. Come on now. Y'all better pay attention. Pay attention to how this man speaks, how he is. He is a loose cannon. He's a loose cannon and very unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen. Don't know what's going to happen. Now, John Carney is our new governor-elect for Delaware. Now, John Carney, he's definitely aware because I've been talking to his legislative assistant, Drew Slater, who assured myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other clients that Governor Carney is aware of my 14-year-old daughter's case, as well as the case against Ms. Gilchrist, claims against Ms. Gilchrist, as well as Ms. Gilchrist's other clients, and the situation with Governor Markell. Now, Governor Markell didn't want to do anything about the situation at hand, but hopefully the new governor-elect is willing to do something about the situation at hand, especially after he gets hopefully he's already read since his legislative assistant, Drew Slater, has all this evidence and documentation that he needs on his desk or in his email, because it was fax, email, whichever way, to him. Now, my 14-year-old daughter, she's mentally challenged. She received a voter's registration card. Now, I've been talking to Miss Elaine Manlove, who works for the Delaware State Elections Commission. She's the Delaware State Elections Commissioner. Now, she's trying to figure out how in the world did me obtain this voter's registration card. Now, the voter's registration card, she claims, originated in Pennsylvania. And when she did a backlog check, I believe is what she called it, she came up with either two people who've been Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, which is my former attorney. Now, Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, she's practiced law in Pennsylvania for 17 years before coming to Delaware. Or my ex-husband, Mia's father, Dwayne L. Harris I. So these two individuals could have signed for her voter's registration card. Now, it's a tricky situation with this whole Gilchrist. The main thing is Gilchrist is not qualified. It's not even that tricky. Gilchrist is not qualified to be a commissioner. It does not need to be in Kent County Family Court, given all the evidence that is against her. Now, when it comes to Gilchrist billing, I mean, she does wrong errors. Now, the court is going to have a lot on their head. But the simple fact is you have a commissioner in there that does not know what she's doing when it comes to alimony cases, spousal support, or child support cases. So how in the world is she going to make rulings or decisions over these cases and lacks the knowledge for these cases? That doesn't make sense, but I guess, again, they will have to, they're waiting to see. They don't have to wait to see. All they have to do is remove her from that commissioner position, and then they won't have to see. That's what I said. Delaware Family Court is not for the children. They are for themselves, and that's it. That's not going to help the children. That's going to harm the children, because look what happened to my daughter. My daughter is in the system because of Ms. Gilchrist and Mr. Harris. I mean, she gave me poor legal advice, and he just, poor Lord Jesus, I don't know what you want to call it. I'm trying to be nice, but I don't know when you have people who are nasty towards you, what are you supposed to do? I don't know what kind of word I'm going to call him. He's just not a nice person. Put it that way. That's the nice thing I can say. He's not a nice person. I mean, you have when you have a man who sees you out, calls you names, has just no respect for you, and then does the same thing in front of your children, of your child and your children, and then they turn around and do the same exact thing, or get the same treatment. It's like, where is your level of respect? This is what I don't understand. These courts need to know these things. And this is what I've been voicing myself, trying to let these courts know, and they're just steady turning their blind eyes to when it comes to verbal abuse and mental abuse. And this type of stuff is the type of stuff that hurts a child or a person for a very long time, that mental and verbal abuse. So that's why it has to be handled. It might not be physical abuse she was going through, but she still was going through verbal and mental abuse at the hands of her pop. Gilchrist, she knew all of this. Not even that. I mean, even with the pornography, her first experience when she seen it was definitely in her grandfather's house, because that's the first place I seen it, in her grandfather's house, when I was dating her father before we got married. So, I mean, you have to make the connections when it comes to these things, because they always say in therapy, dig deep, or whatever you want to call it, trace it back, you know what I mean? Got to back it all up to see how certain things started, which I can agree, because it's just sad how things have transpired these last couple of months. She wanted to go live with her father, and he wanted her to come live with her at his parents' home, because he lives with his parents. Even though he's a married man, he does not live with his wife and his two children. He lives with his parents. Now, that should tell you a whole lot about the man dysfunctional behind. I mean, that's why I divorced him, because of his infidelities and lack of taking care of home. And he's sitting here going through the same thing because of his infidelities and whatever else they got going on, which I don't care, but I'm just making a point. Because it's the same thing, just history repeating itself when it comes to the porn, that he has his own sexual addiction. It's crazy, but that's real life nowadays. People have to be honest about certain things. They want to cover up and be like, oh, well, you're never ever going to get any help like that. Can't keep trying to cover up things. Doesn't work that way. Definitely doesn't work that way. You know what I wonder? I wonder how Chris Christie feels after being demoted. We haven't heard much about him. He's just like a little shadow. He's just gone. He done got demoted. He was on the stage when Donald Trump got nominated to be president-elect. But after that, it's like, bye-bye, Christy. I know he's steaming. I would definitely be steaming. Now, Jake Tapper, he had a chance. Jake, for people who do not know who Jake Tapper is, he is a CNN anchor, commentator on CNN. He had Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on this morning. Now, he had a perfect opportunity to really nail Paul Ryan with some real good questions, because, I mean, he can't do anything but either answer the question or deflect it or not answer it, and he was doing a good job of deflecting the question. Now, Jake Tapper brought up an old comment that Paul Ryan made against Donald Trump, and pretty much he called Trump a racist. And he asked Paul Ryan if he still felt that Trump was a racist. Don't you know the man didn't even answer the question? Straight deflected the question, talking about something we're not going to live in the past. How are you not going to live in the past? This is how you felt not 5 months ago, like a month ago, dude. a month ago, or maybe less than a month ago. That's not too much. That was just like a couple of weeks ago. But this is how you know this is all for a political party. These people don't care about the people. They only care about their own political games and stuff like that. Own political games.
Now, I'm going to go to the phones, and I'm just going to go see if anyone would like to speak in the lab and on this segment. Hold on 1 second. Hi, Carla, are you listening or would you like to speak? Hi, Carla, are you listening or would you like to speak? Everybody's listening. And once again, I would like to thank you for listening. And for those who are listening online, if you would like to call in, the number is 323-642-1559. You can call in to voice your opinions or to speak, give advice. So let me know. Now, I wonder how that relationship is going to go between Paul Ryan and Trump. We'll see. It's definitely a lot to talk about going on in the world today. But I definitely want to make sure you are well aware of what's going on in Delaware, right where you live, because we have our own drama, our own corruption that just I don't think too many people are paying attention to, especially when it comes to these elections. I mean, everybody knew pretty much we were going to have John Carney. We're going to have John Carney for governor-elect. So, we got to see how this is going to run with this guy. But I know I will be getting contact with his office and him and see if he doesn't want to speak. You will definitely hear me talking about that man, because I'm going to let the Delawareans know exactly what kind of person we have. We know Governor Jack Markell. He ain't soup because he wasn't trying to speak. Or he wasn't trying, he just didn't want to do anything, nothing whatsoever. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I'm still waiting to hear back from certain people who called, made phone calls, took information. Nada. Haven't heard from them. Got a list of people. I'll break that out to you tomorrow. So you can know exactly who is not keeping their word in Delaware. The certain politicians we have in Delaware. But Gretchen C. Gilchrist, now, this woman is definitely cannot be commissioner. I mean, we have a conflict of interest in family court because you have Duane L. Harris I, Mr. Harris, who is a bailiff for the last 30-plus years at Kent County Family Court, and he is the father of my ex, Mia's grandfather, my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter, which is her grandfather, who worked at Family Court. And then you have Ms. Gretchen C. Gilchrist, who is my former attorney. And then you have also Mr. Sean Lynn. You have three different people. All these people on the same case. Everybody was on the same case. So how is that going to work? Figure that one out. Well, people, I know it's Sunday, so I'm not going to be before you too long. I just wanted to just talk to you just for a couple of minutes for the evening about certain things that are going on in the news today, as well as current events in our own Delaware. Now,
I know we have our new governor-elect. We have our new senators and different people like that. I will continue to try to get hold of these people, and hopefully we can get someone on here to talk. I know when I was riding home, they had a conversation on, I think it was 90.90 HYY, and they were talking about Africa and how Africa feels about Trump's presidency. Well, the African, according to the spokeswoman for Africa, stated that they are happy for a Trump presidency, mainly because they know they will have no, they're talking about pretty much no same-sex marriage and different things like that. So this is something we will have to see. Now, you know, yeah, we'll definitely have to see how that goes. But I'm not going to stay before you too long, as I stated. I just wanted to come and just talk to you for a little bit, so that way, you know, you can get familiar with each other. And different things like that. Now, you know, I already talked to you about the chief of staff that we have here in Delaware, and I also talked to you about the two different chief of staff that Donald Trump has to choose from, either Rebus or either Biden. And he doesn't know anybody in the political spectrum as far as inside the House cabinet. And Rebus, he has a lot of different allies inside the House cabinet. So Donald Trump has to be really, really cautious of who he picks, because you don't want someone who will be able to double-cross you. Now, both of these men would be able to double-cross, but I think Rebus would have the more hands in double-crossing, since he is with the Republicans. And he stood against Donald Trump when that whole sex scandal started popping out anyway. So this is something that we have to see how it goes. It can go either way, people. It can go either way. So that's something we have yet to see. And but like I stated, the chief of ward, the political official that they are chief of staff for, whether it be governor or, as you can see, president, and they pretty much speak for them. They know everything. They know everything that's going on. You know everything that's going on with them. So, I gave you the rundown on the chief of staff, and so you can know exactly what's going on. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. We know John Kerry, he already has his chief of staff. Which is Mr. Garmick. And Sheila B. Grant, who will be down in Washington, D.C. Now, there is pretty much, I know Trump, he talks about, you know, immigration and different things and putting up a wall and stuff like that. There's no way that man is going to be able to deport immigrants. I mean, that's just one of his little scare tactics. I'm going to call it a scare tactic. And he's also backing down on the Mexican wall. He told nobody's going to pay no $10 billion to put up no wall. Mexico's not going for that crap, and he knows it, too. See, that's what sucks all these Trump supporters in, the fake facade of, yeah, I'm going to do this. When are they going to learn? This is how these people talk. They always doing that. They're going to do this. I mean, you got protesters everywhere. Like I stated, I support the protesters. Y'all continue to do what y'all doing. In order for a change to come about, you got to stand up, fight, speak out for what's right. And on that note, I'm going to sign off. I appreciate you listening. And please, please, please tune in each and every night, same time, 6:30. Same time, 6:30. has been Hope for All Radio Show, and I thank you for listening.